Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Greg Kovach, here, the engineer here at WVLP, for the intro. It is community radio station, radio show here in Valparaiso, Indiana, and goes out probably all the way, how many miles we have, probably 11, 15 miles or so up and around. Big, huge audience that we have. Number of streamers on the streaming band right now, WVLP.org. You can find us there. You can also find the link at farrellwealth.com. It's our website. So take a look there. And certainly thanks for listening in. You can find us here, obviously, on the show, just like I mentioned, but also Facebook, Twitter. Twitter's at Farrell Wealth. You can also see us on iTunes. Find us there with a number of different shows. Just put up a couple of new shows recently. Got that done. So those are just end-of-the-year type shows. So if you're looking to see where some of the investments you might want to be doing and putting your money into 2018, then I would recommend listening to those podcasts that just went up on iTunes. Just search Money Matters with Greg. You can find it there. This show is a money show. We talk money on this show as much as we can. We have a number of different guests and many more coming as we start working towards the 2018 year. And anything to do with money, any questions about money, we're happy to answer as much as we can. And make sure that we'd be happy to answer any of your questions overall. So today we're going to talk about fourth quarter earnings in this earnings season and give you six reasons for some optimism. I want to dive right into it. We have about a half an hour show here, and I want to talk to you about six reasons to be optimistic with many of the things that go on with New Year's resolutions. Hopefully everyone is following those New Year's resolutions and sticking to them. I saw a statistic just recently that was I found on Twitter, so I don't necessarily have a source, but it just was interesting talking about how quickly people stop their resolutions within 4 to 5 days. So hopefully your New Year's resolutions include getting organized, investing wisely, putting your money to work and getting your money to be working for you, not against you. Lowering your debt and many other things we can certainly talk about on this show. But we've really been concentrating on the stock market right now because we are, once again, just in a phenomenal push here in regards to what is going on in the market. In my opinion, it's probably the least respected, most underappreciated bull market in the history of the universe, but it is what it is, and it is a bull market. So whether you believe we're in the seventh or eighth inning of that bull market is certainly up to you, but if you start looking at what's going on in the market as we talk here on the show and trying to get people to understand where to invest and why you want to be investing, it's very important to be able to find the right places. We talk about diversified portfolio on this show, making sure that you are diversified and owning a number of different asset classes. And hopefully you're optimistic about the new year. Hopefully you're optimistic about your new changes and your new ideas, your goals that you set for the year. And hopefully one of those goals is to make more money in the overall market. So with that being said, I'd like to talk about five reasons for optimism. Look, we're expecting a really strong fourth quarter earnings season that's coming up here. And it's been going on this month. But just want to be able to talk about the year, really a 14 to 16% year-over-year increase in S&P earnings is possible with the earnings, the economic surprises, the strong manufacturing activity that's out there, the weak dollar that's been happening, and a few of the really just the sort of the primary reasons that really may make 14 to 16% return or year over year increase actually happen. So the positive earnings outlook for 2018 is well supported by any sort of forecast, and also this global growth and also the new tax law. So just want to talk about these six reasons for this optimism. With about 50 companies already that have reported in the fourth quarter results so far, the S&P index earnings are tracking at a 12% year-over-year increase right now. That's a solid 79% of the companies have bested earnings estimates, and 87% have topped revenue targets. And these are raised revenue targets. These are raised earnings estimates. So the obstacles have been raised, the bars have been raised, and certainly they're overachieving, which is great. So both of these are recent and long-term averages overall. And so I really wanted to talk about fourth quarter earnings season, sort of go over this optimism and corporate profits here for 2018. So the S&P 500 has exceeded quarterly earnings expectations for 34 straight quarters. And there's no reason why a fourth quarter of 2017 won't make it 35. Overall, you really have to believe that the increase in that 14 to 16% range may be achievable, really based on a 3 to 4% average upside in estimates historically through earnings growth, maybe driven mainly by technology and energy. Growth is expected to really be broad-based across many, many different sectors, with that sort of reasonable chance that 11 of these sectors will report growth in earnings when all results are in. And this even excludes the sharp rebound in energy sector profits that have really that were downtrodden last year. And despite tougher comparisons against improving to late 2016 earnings, a double-digit gain in the S&P 500 really appears pretty likely. We're already up 6% for the year, so we've had a great month in January. Typically, so goes January, so goes the year, so pretty positive. Here are the six primary reasons why we expect good earnings season this quarter relative to overall expectations. Number one, economic surprises. The U.S. City Economic Surprise Index, believe there is such a thing, is a measure of economic data relative to expectations, and this is near record highs. When economic activity surprises to the upside, as it has consistently done in recent months, companies tend to beat earnings. So global economic surprises are also strongly positive, supporting multinational earnings across the board. And this is sort of an unexpected tailwind that really combines with management teams, their tendency to be conservative, not necessarily be too aggressive in their estimates, but also try to tail back a little bit of their expectations so they can surprise the street and make all these analysts that follow their stocks really happy. So this tendency to be conservative, this lack of negative macroeconomic surprises, points all to really good upcoming results. So really solid. Number two on overall six primary reasons why we expect good earnings season this quarter is strong manufacturing activity. Look, manufacturing surveys such as the Institute for Supply Management's ISM Purchasing Managers Index have historically been well correlated to earnings growth, and this means that the strong and generally rising global manufacturing indices are really a positive for upcoming earnings reports. This U.S. ISM manufacturing index has been above 58 for five straight months, which is basically it's strong, and it basically shows we're expanding. As with economic surprises, this is not just in the U.S. story. Manufacturing activities picked up steam in Europe. We've been talking about that on the show a bunch. Europe, Japan, and China as well. So energy and technology are really big key earnings and growth drivers, and we're certainly seeing those things. So that was number two, strong manufacturing activity across the board. So number three, in regards to six primary reasons why we expect a good earnings season for this quarter, is the weak U.S. dollar. During the fourth quarter of 2017, the U.S. dollar index fell about 6% year over year, and this is based on average prices. Dollar weakness props up overseas earnings for U.S.-based multinationals, and really could present sort of a tailwind for fourth quarter earnings, given that the roughly one-third of the S&P 500's revenue is earned outside the U.S. For instance, years ago, a report was published about Coca-Cola. You know, here's Coca-Cola, as American can be, and 53% of their sales in one of their past earnings calls, 53% of their sales are international. So is it an American company anymore, or is it more reliant upon international sales is the question. So, and you could name a number of different S&P 500 companies that rely an immense amount of responsibility and is needed for sales internationally. So the weak U.S. dollar then helps those earnings. It doesn't look like it's going to turn around anytime soon. It doesn't help you as an individual that's looking to plan for a trip maybe to Europe for your family, because then the dollar's weaker, and now the euro is certainly higher. At one time, the euro was trading 108 compared to a dollar. Now it's almost a dollar. That's like $1.24, $1.25. So huge difference in regards to stretching your dollars if you're going on vacation and going somewhere with a euro. So it's pretty interesting there. So the weak U.S. dollar would be the third reason why we see another good earnings season and are being overly optimistic here overall. We're brimming with enthusiasm and optimism here today on Money Matters with Greg. Real quick, just want to update everybody. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. All of them are Money Matters with Greg, and be able to find us also at Farrell Wealth. That's my firm. I'm CEO and president of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm that's local here in Valpo, but we serve clients all over the nation. And started this show really as a financial literacy show, trying to help people just sort of understand many of the things that are out there, maybe be able to help you make some money and also save some money across the board. You can also find us on iTunes. Under Money Matters with Greg, we have a number of different podcasts, and many of these shows will all be thrown up there as well as time goes on. So you can get them, listen to it in your car or wherever you might be with your phone, working out, whatever it is. So we're talking about fourth quarter earnings season here that we're looking at hearing about. Obviously, the fourth quarter is over in 2017, but the earnings are now coming out with a number of S&P 500 companies that have already reported, and we've gone through three of them. The first three were the six reasons for this optimism that we're so rosy about here. Overall, are the economic surprises that we're seeing, the stronger manufacturing activity, and the weak U.S. dollar. The fourth primary reason would be pre-announcements. The ratio of negative to positive pre-announcements for the fourth quarter, and just so everyone understands, a pre-announcement would be a company that would really, by rule, needs to come out and let the analysts know that if something is going to be drastically different in a quarter, whether it be positive or negative, all analysts across the board, those people that cover the stocks individually for their firms, want to hear about it. They don't want to be surprised. So they expect to hear from the management team if there is something going on. You can see that just in the last few days with Apple. Apple has slowly let analysts know that their orders for the iPhone X have been light, and so they are going to ultimately discontinue the 10. And if they were having robust sales, they wouldn't necessarily be doing that. So they're going to keep it, but they're going to basically retire it. So it's just interesting to see how the news cycle works in regards to their earnings that are coming up here, I think, in the next 2 days. So I think they're February 1st is when they have it, their earnings. So I want to keep an eye on that overall. But these pre-announcements are expected, whether it be negative or positive. And this ratio of negative to positive pre-announcements for the fourth quarter was 1.6. Now, this is favorable. It's probably the most favorable it has been throughout the entire economic expansion. And though in line with the last quarter, the ratio is better than a year ago quarter, it was 1.9. And the long-term average of 2.8. So fewer negative profit warnings have historically led to better than expected earnings results. So these pre-announcements have been coming, and they've been much more positive than they've been negative. So that's another reason why we are optimistic with the fourth quarter earnings season that is off to a very, very, very good start. You can see it in the returns in the S&P and also just the overall money that's been flowing in. The fifth reason why we're so optimistic on 2018 and the final quarter of 2017 would be stable estimate revisions. Estimates come out all the time. Analysts typically reduce earnings estimates during the quarter that's being recorded and reported overall. So throughout the fourth quarter, estimates remained largely unchanged, while 2018 estimates actually rose, and in part due to the new tax law, without a doubt. So resilient estimates are a positive sign for fourth quarter results overall. And that is just a real positive in regards to stable estimate revisions. When you have estimates being revised on a consistent basis, that means there's definitely volatility in the market. There's volatility in the numbers, and analysts need to have some sort of certainty on what the numbers are in regards to their estimates. It's their job to come up with an estimate that is in line. And many of them get it wrong, as big brains as they are, but it's definitely their job to be able to do it and get it right. And that's what we follow as investors as well, is we want to see what's going on with the estimates for a company or companies in an industry in regards to that asset class. You'll see, like, for instance, of estimates being revised down last year, you saw in the energy sector, you saw revisions consistently made and constantly made overall. And those were all revised down. The stocks would then go down. So you can certainly see a pattern in regards to always wanting to be able to watch what the analyst estimates are doing and are they positive. So stable estimate earnings would be our fifth reason why we are so optimistic here with earnings seasons 2017. And sixth, final reason why we are so optimistic is the energy, the higher energy prices. Look, average crude prices for oil are 12% higher in the fourth quarter 2017 than the prior year. And if consumers pay more at the pump, the consumer spending is 2/3 of the economy, then how can higher oil prices really help earnings? Well, the answer is that S&P 500 earnings are more manufacturing and capital spending oriented than the U.S. economy. So higher oil prices means more profits for energy companies. 6% of the S&P 500 is weighted towards energy. And also, more investment in energy infrastructure via the industrial sector will be a positive. So believe it or not, even though you might be paying more at the pump, higher energy prices are a positive for the market and a positive for consumer spending. As far as the answer of the U.S. economy, higher oil prices means more profit for energy companies across the board, which means the S&P 500 would go up. So overall investments there is the sixth one, is higher energy prices. So really believe that these six factors would be the biggest drivers for potential earnings and upside earnings season. Now, there's always the potential. So what could go wrong? there's a couple things that are still kind of positive. Let me go into that before we, as far as something that actually changes. There's also a potential lift from the hurricane-related rebuilding efforts that happened, obviously, between the storms and the Gulf Coast and Florida. This is a positive, and this sort of follows the weather-related earnings drag that actually happened in the third quarter, mostly from insurance losses. So, and though that's really not a clear negative, write-downs related to the new tax law, mainly in the financial sector, have been garnering a lot of attention. But much of that attention also is sort of offset by all the money that's coming onshore from the repatriation. So just to update everybody, part of the tax law that was brought into law here just recently at the end of 2017 was an ability to repatriate your money if you are a corporation and you had money overseas. And many, many corporations do, and they have trillions of dollars overseas. Like, for instance, Apple just announced a $300-some billion move of money. That is getting taxed at a one-time charge of 15%, 15.5%. That was up from 10% in the first negotiation of the tax laws. It went to right around 15. And then there's also, if that's for liquid assets, for illiquid assets, I believe it's 8.5%. And so it's just something to think about as all this money starts to start moving towards the shores of the United States versus being overseas. So that's another reason to be positive, but really trying to look past those that are write-downs. Goldman Sachs came in with a write-down saying that the tax law was going to cost them a bunch of money, but then they were repatriating a bunch of money as well. So it's kind of interesting to see, kind of looking through the tea leaves. But you really have to expect that to look past the tax hits and the focus on the benefits of the lower corporate rate, the headlines really aren't helping the investment sentiment. A lower tax rate leads to reductions in the value of future tax assets, and taxes paid up front by repatriating overseas cash are both in the pay now, benefit later category. So you start thinking about negatives here. And it's really tough to find. It's really tough to find one, especially with these six positives. So, robust 2018 earnings outlook with the passage of this new tax law in late December. Many companies have all upgraded their forecast for earnings in 2018, as well as economic growth and S&P 500 return forecast have all been raised. Specifically, the new tax law and the potential boost to corporate profitability led us really to everyone to raise their S&P 500 earnings forecast. That would be an annual growth rate of 12 to 13%. And that may even prove to be conservative depending on how things are going. So never on this show have I been so optimistic in regards to investments. I try to tether any sort of enthusiasm as much as possible, but I'm just seeing some really, really good things out here, and this is, and so is our research department. This is LPL Research. You can find them at LPL Research on Twitter. I highly recommend you follow them. Also, Ryan Dietrich and is a fantastic follow as well. He does a great job, and if you're into a bunch of nerdy stats, he's the guy. Bert White, at Bert White, is another name that I think you should all follow if you're looking for some great information in regards to what they do and what they say. And we're very appreciative of these reports that they have. This actual report today is entitled Fourth Quarter Earnings Season Off to a Good Start. And you can find this on our website. And I'd be happy to email it to you as well. If you want to contact the show and contact me, I'd be happy to send it to you. So, that being said, you can contact the show at 219-476-9000. If you'd like to advertise on this show or any of the shows here at WVLP, we'd love to have you. And a fantastic lineup on the radio station here at WVLP, and it's only getting better. Many shows are coming online here in the new year, and we are very excited because on the studio today, there are a number of different cameras that have just shown up. So we're very excited to be able to live stream and also videotape the show as much as possible. and get all these wonderful teachings and the great information that comes from this show and many other shows on WVLP out there to you from many different mediums in regards to social media and also YouTube and you name it. So that's it for my fourth quarter earnings season. Off to a good start. I want to thank John Lynch, the Chief Investment Officer at LPL Financial, and also Jeffrey Buchbinder, the CFA equity strategist that helped write the report. It's just a really great. LPL is our broker dealer at Farrell Wealth as a wealth management firm. And they broker dealers mainly there for guidance and also a partnership, and they are a wonderful partnership for us and what we do as a firm. But then they also have some really, really good support, and this is their research department. It's one of my favorite research departments out there. So I bring to you many of these different things that that are listed. They're client approved, so I can certainly send it to anyone that would like to more information. Be happy to just contact us here. Find us at greg@farrellwealth.com is my email. Feel free to email me anything or any questions on any show topics. We're excited to be with you every single Monday at 10 a.m. and then also 12 a.m. Central is replayed on Fridays. You can find us on iTunes, find all the podcasts there as well. Just search Money Matters with Greg, and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter as well. Just find at Farrell Wealth, and you can find us there. So really excited to bring to you a close of January. I hope everyone enjoys their Super Bowl as it comes up here. Whether you're on one side or the other, it should certainly hopefully be a good game. That's all we can hope for around here. In Northwestern Indiana, we're typically all Bears fans or Colts fans. And we know how well our teams are doing right now as they all sit at home. So rooting for a good game, rooting for no malfunctions at halftime, and hopefully everything goes really well and you have a fantastic and profitable week. That's it for the show today. It is Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth, a registered financial advising firm with LPL as the broker-dealer. Contact us at any time if you need anything, have any questions, and have some ideas or questions about the show. The show's Money Matters with Greg. It is a financial literacy show, and hopefully we were able to help today and sort of bring to you our optimism here, the six reasons for some really solid optimism here in fourth quarter earnings 2018 as we start 18, and we're really off to a fantastic start. With that, I hope you're off to a fantastic start as well. Follow through on those New Year's resolutions. Keep with it. Be strong. And hopefully everyone will have a very happy, healthy, and profitable week. See you next week. Bye.
Greg Farrell is the president, CEO of Farrell Wealth, and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. All individuals should get their proper advice investing and managing their personal finances. Money. Get back.